I wanted to throw this by you. I wanted to ask you about it when it first happened. Jackson Holliday, who you should see again tonight at shortstop, he's the number one prospect in all of baseball, was up, made his major league debut earlier this year. At one point had a .077 batting average, which 77 batting average isn't good, by the way, just in case you guys are out there.
.077?
Yeah. I know we're not allowed to say batting average anymore, but it's not good.
What would your batting average be?
Less than that. It would be 0.00. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, but here I am. However, he came back, and in his first game back earlier this week, he hit a home run. And I got to say, kudos to the Orioles, to Jackson Holliday, and to the little to the family. It was a dad and son that caught the home run ball.
Awesome.
They had a really good moment. That basically, Jackson did a meet and greet, and there was an exchange there of a signed baseball bat and a meet and greet for the baseball. Does it change? Does your reaction, one, would you do the same thing? Would you be a cheap date if you caught some sort of important milestone home run from a player? Would you be a cheap date? Would you just basically not even ask for anything, just take what you're given?
I would take what I was given, probably.
Now a lot more.
It depends who it is.
You know, I think that's a great point, because all right, Jackson Holliday's first home run, that could have incredible value in the future. Like, that ball could be worth a lot of money if that kid goes out there and becomes a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he's just Hall of really freaking good. He has like 350 home runs. That ball could be very, very valuable. At the same point, and so could the bat, right? So, like, you get a signed bat from the kid. He gets the memento that probably matters to him.
Yeah.
It's a fair trade. If it's Mark McGwire's 71st home run, Or 62nd home run. I kind of feel like you're running a different gambit there.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you.
And I'll be honest with you, I hate that this is true. I tend to think that I am enough of a people pleaser and a pushover that I would just, what do you think is fair? In any circumstances, I would probably be the guy who turns down like a $1 million offer,
mm-hmm,
or doesn't even go to find out how much it's worth. Because there would be such a guilt built in for me. I'd feel like such a prostitute. I would, and like I was turning tricks for this incredible moment in history. The same point. The first home run, I don't think you drive a hard bargain. The milestone. Oh, I caught. It was a ground rule double, and it was Stephen Kwan hit for the it was the hit that took him to the longest hit streak in baseball history.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
You're going for the moon, right?
Hell yeah.
I think most people would.
Yeah, I mean, what if you well, I'm just trying to think, like somebody recent, like a Jeter.
But what about somebody who's not historically overrated?
Not historically. No, I understand. You're an idiot. And Keith wants to jump in on that.
By the way, the Jeter thing, I totally understand that you found the ball that I would hold hostage.
You keep that one.
No, I just say, all right, you want Jeter's last home run ever? You want Jeter's 400th home run, which he never hit 400 home runs because he's overrated. You want the home run ball to go ahead in Game 7 of the World Series or Game 7 of the ALDS? Cool. It's going to cost you. I'm going to need seven figures here. That might be the one. The player matters. Now that you're saying it, the player totally matters.
Oh, yeah.
I'm such a pushover in so many instances. If I hated the team, it's the Yankees. I hate that team.
Anybody for the Yankees?
Anybody for the Yankees.
Okay.
If it was, I actually kind of, I like watching Aaron Judge. He's good. He's a great slugger. I know he's a great player. He's a great slugger. His 500th home run, I'm holding hostage.
Yeah.
The pitchers aren't the same because you don't get like, if somebody accidentally throws me the ball, the final out from Garrett Cole's 200 wins, because we're now, that's as far as any of these pitchers are going to get, because we only pitch him 5 innings tonight. If I accidentally get thrown that, I'm probably holding it hostage.
Okay. You're one of those guys.
Yeah, but only if it's somebody I really dislike. 216-474-0092. Jackson Holiday exchanged a signed bat and a meet and greet. It was actually a really sweet moment. It was really cool. The Orioles did kind of capitalize on it by putting it on social media, which makes it feel a little cheaper.
Yeah.
A little cheaper, but it was a very sweet moment. The kid was so excited. Jackson seems like a nice guy.